This storm already is quite serious. Hurricane Dean has marched across the eastern Caribbean, and it's now bearing down on Jamaica. Dean packs a punch. It's a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. Jamaicans have stocked up on emergency supplies, and thousands of tourists cut short their vacations. They didn't want to be around to welcome Dean to the island. The BBC's Karen Madden is in St. Catherine, Jamaica. Karen, what do you see around you right now?
Okay, well, right now, this morning, we woke up to very, very cloudy conditions, which started overnight. There has been some rainfall. Different areas have recorded different levels of rainfall. Right now, mainly cloudy conditions, and the wind is picking up.
What are the forecasters telling you to expect from Hurricane Dean?
Well, they are still forecasting it to give us at least very, very close shave. It's now packing winds of about 240 miles per hour. But we are expecting the worst, pretty much. That's the mode that we're in now. Nobody wants to make the mistakes that we did when Hurricane Gilbert hit us in 88. So pretty much most Jamaicans are taking it very, very seriously. The supermarkets, as you mentioned earlier, and hardware stores are full yesterday as persons sought to buy emergency supplies and get the hardware, the lumber, and so on to batten down their residences and their business places.
So it sounds like the citizens and the government are pretty well prepared?
Most certainly. All shelters are now open. We are in evacuation mode. People who are in flood-prone, low-lying areas are being encouraged to make use of the shelters, which have already been opened, just in case anybody needs to move. In fact, yesterday, in her national broadcast, the Prime Minister urged persons who were living in flood-prone areas to move ahead of the storm rather than wait to be caught in the deadly force that is expected.
What are the shelters like?
The shelters are usually government-run schools, and there's also the National Arena, which is a sporting facility, a large sporting facility, which can hold upwards of 1,000 persons. So that is the biggest one in City Kingston, but right across Jamaica, all public schools or most public schools have operated as shelters in the past. Not really the ideal situation, but it at least offers people a safe environment away from their homes.
And people are coping pretty well?
So far, so good.
Where is the hurricane expected to go once it's through with Jamaica?
Once it's through with us, it is forecast it will make its way to Grand Cayman and then into the Gulf of Mexico, which will, of course, present concerns for the persons on the mainland of the U.S.
Where are you?
Right now, I'm in St. Catherine, Jamaica, which is one of the coastal parishes about 20 minutes or so outside of Kingston.
Are you going to evacuate?
Well, I have to go to work, so I have to put those plans on hold. What I'm going to do is make my house as safe as possible, as secure as possible, and then make my way to work in another couple of hours ahead of the storm.
The BBC's Karen Madden in St. Catherine, Jamaica. Karen, thank you very much.
No problem.